get it started.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. If I haven't said good evening to everyone, good evening. Anyone out there in Zoom land, good evening. Welcome to the Tuesday, November 8th City Council meeting in Yorkville. We will always start, well, I guess I call it meeting in order. Then we start with Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very nice. Thank you all very much. And I will just say, it's awesome always, Election Day. I always enjoy Election Day. And I know we had a meeting in June for the primary, and we had a meeting today. I just really, really love Election Day. Just saying that. It's fantastic. Roll call, please.
Koch.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Here.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Tarulis.
Here.
Peterson is absent. We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. I have no amendments to the agenda, no presentation. There's a public hearing. I will open up the public hearing for the tax levy estimate. It's the tax levy for the 2022 calendar year, levied in 2023, correct?
Yes.
So the tax levy public hearing is open. Is there anyone here in public who'd like to speak to that? Anyone in Zoom would like to speak to that? The public hearing is now closed. Thank you very much. Are there any citizens who would like to comment on items on the agenda? If it's not on the agenda, we ask that you wait till the latter part of the meeting. Is there anyone who would like to comment? Anyone here? Anyone in Zoom? Nope? Okay. Mr. Funkhauser, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda for the bills totaling $1,583,409.80?
I'll make a motion here.
Second by who was that over here? Koch? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, Mayor's report. I told a couple of you, I do have something that's not listed on here. Which I usually, yeah, shocking. That's
right.
Yes, exactly. So, tell you a little funny story. So, those of you who have kids in youth sports, you know some of them get very competitive. So I was at the park last week with my daughter, and the Yorkville Youth Tackle Football was having a practice, apparently one of their teams in the playoff. And they had a real big game coming up. And they had the lights going and everything. My daughter's playing. And she found a friend, which is great. So I'm just walking around. And I had a little clipboard with me. I was looking for people to sign petitions. I didn't find anyone. But anyway, I was walking around with this clipboard and just kind of walking around. Coach comes over to me. He says, "Can I help you?" No, he says, "Hey, is anything wrong?" I'm like, "No, is anything wrong here? Something wrong with the field?" He said, "No, but some of the parents, they're concerned that, you know, we've got a playoff game and they think maybe you're with the team from the other town and you're scouting us." I said, "No, I said, I'm the mayor. My daughter's over here just playing in the park." He's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Anyway, there. So you who coach your kids to be that serious and youth tackle football. Anyway, I thought it was funny. Now, I didn't hear if they won or not. That I don't know. But there's my story for the day. Okay, now we're on to mayor's report. And I'm going to have probably the chief talk about this one. But I'm looking for a motion to approve 2022-53 an intergovernmental agreement by and between the Kendall County Emergency Phone Service and Communications Board and the United City of Yorkville. And that's really KenCom, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's a long description for KenCom. Is there a motion and a second?
So long.
Second.
Second by, was that Funkhauser? Okay. Jim, do you want to talk about this? Bart, who wants to talk about it?
Yeah, this is for the use of their communications tower for us to place a communications antenna on their tower. We'll have one on the Prairie Point building. Allow our computer systems basically to talk to each other without having to use an actual Comcast internet line or, you know, telephone line or anything else. So there'll be microwaves between the two buildings. It's more secure, faster, and then we don't have to pay for cable bill, basically, with it. So this just covers the use of that tower. Basically says we'll allow you to put up an antenna. If they ever contract to complete the tower or take the tower down. We're responsible for the costs of our component moving it. But other than that, it's free. Renews every year automatically unless we cancel it.
Questions? Comments? Roll call, please.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. We also have 2022-54. I'm looking for a motion to approve an agreement by and between the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, and Illinois Railway LLC. Soling?
Second.
Second by Merrick. And this is for the railroad crossing. It's in River's Edge subdivision, correct? What? I forget the street.
Poplar
Street. And we pretty much have to pay for all of it, right? So, questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Oh, and I didn't say, it's in the motion, but it's a little over $185,000, right, Eric?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. And we did have budgeted $200,000, correct?
Yeah.
So we have $15,000 that is going to the bottom line, or new projects later in the year or next year. So that's exciting, too. Okay, that's all I have in the first mayor's report. Public Works, anything?
No report.
I could have told you that, right?
You
EDC, he's not here, no report. Public Safety?
Report.
Admin?
No report.
Park Board?
Just a quick report, Mr. Mayor. Friday, November 18th and Saturday, November 19th is the city's holiday celebration. On Friday, the November 18th in the downtown area, we will have the visits with Santa at the Van Hammond Center. Christmas parade and tree lighting ceremony on Saturday the 19th. Well, things are at the American Legion. We have a 5K run and fun run, as well as in the fireworks show that night.
Very nice. And we just at 5 o'clock with the Rachel Wright dedication for the Riverfront Park. It was very nice. We had a nice gathering. I appreciate everyone showing up. Okay, Planning and Zoning Commission. Well, I guess that's back to me. I'm looking for a motion to approve PZC 2022-19 and EDC 2022-60, approving the rezoning to the B3 General Business District of certain parcels located 8710 Route 71 and repeal of Ordinance 2008-42 as it applies to the property for Restore Church, Inc. Oh, it's a corporation. Didn't realize that. Is there a motion in a second? What was that? Okay.
Second.
Did you get that? Transparent culture. Christy, why don't you just briefly talk about that, please?
This is just a rezoning to three parcels by 33 acres part of the former Rainbow Farm subdivision. They're rezoning from the established PPD district to the district.
Questions, comments? Roll call.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
And we have one more. I see the pastor's here. I assume you didn't have anything to say, right? Yeah, he's a great speaker, by the way. I've heard him speak once. Fantastic. Just let you know. Okay. Next thing. PZC 2022-20 and EDC 2022-59. An ordinance approving the third amendment to the annexation and planned unit, that's PUD development agreement, for a portion of the Windmill Farms development for Restore Church, Inc. Is there a motion in the second?
Motion.
Second.
Seconded by Poacher over here. Discussion. Roll call.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Motion
aye.
Carries.
Sorry, Christy, didn't mean to cut you off. That was for the same thing, so. Okay, sweet. City Council report? Did you raise your hand, Mr. Polk, for a City Council report?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I saw this. I wasn't sure what it was. Oh,
yeah,
sidebars. Come on, we don't allow those here. Never. City clerk report?
No report.
Community liaison reports?
No report.
Okay, you're all playing chicken, that's fine. Staff report?
Report.
Mayor's report? Continued. We have city building updates. I'm looking for a motion to approve change orders relating to 651 Prairie Point Drive, ASUD change orders for, what's the amount, Bart?
It's
probably inherent.
Just under $2,000.
Okay.
So,
Merrick?
Second.
Funkhauser? Questions, comments? Roll call.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And water study update, Barb?
I have nothing to report at this meeting.
Okay. Did you say we have executive session?
No!
Oh, okay. Additional business. Are there citizen comments or anything not on the agenda? If there are, step forward. Just state your name for the record, please.
Good evening. My name is Barb. I'm from Plano. Thank you again for this opportunity to speak. And since we all just said the Pledge of Allegiance together, which does include the phrase "Under God," I wanted to just give you a few quotes from a few of our founding fathers and presidents and the like. America's second USA president, John Adams, said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other." And a man named Governor Morris, involved in writing the Constitution, said, "Religion is the only solid base of morals, and morals are the only possible support of free government." James Madison, America's fourth president, stated, "We have staked the whole future of American civilization not on the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future of all our political institutions upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God." In light of this stance by these early governmental figures, I would like to present a few more thoughts on the discussion of allowing drag activities into Yorkville's public family settings. As a framework, I would like to point out that these days many try to divide people into two groups, the oppressors and the oppressed. In this way of thinking regarding the present point of contention, those considered oppressors are those standing up to protect children's wholesome and carefree childhoods, childhoods unencumbered by inappropriately early considerations of sexuality, and childhoods untraumatized by displays of indecency and sexual perversion. Then, according to this paradigm, the oppressed are the wayward people disrupting, intruding upon, damaging, and stealing our children's naivety, security, and innocence. In contrast to these two convoluted man-made groups, the Most High God declares that there are two categories of people: those who are choosing life and those who are choosing death. The Almighty has informed us that the way to choose life is to pay attention to what He says and to follow His ways. Our nation's founding fathers took this very seriously. And it's really interesting that this is Election Day. This is a very patriotic day. Here's what Samuel Adams, father of the American Revolution, urged: "May every citizen have a proper sense of the deity upon his mind and an impression of that declaration recorded in the Bible, 'Him that honors me, I will honor. But he that despises me, God, shall be lightly esteemed.'" Additionally, Abraham Lincoln declared, "It is the duty of nations, and I would say cities, to recognize the sublime truth in the Holy Scriptures, and which is proven by all history, that those nations only, or those cities only, are blessed whose God is the Lord." And I would just say blessed simply means empowered to succeed. It seems to me that you, as the city council members, would want to choose life and blessing for the city of Yorkville. It only makes sense that you would choose to frame city life around the standards that honor God and according to the rules and values which she presents in the Bible as good and right. It only makes sense to position this city to receive the Almighty's favor, to receive from His hand the empowerment to survive and thrive, even as our original governmental leaders so wisely advised. And then in this grand debate, Mike, Molly, and Keith have also been making the case for upholding ordinances which are already on the books, thereby keeping Yorkville a city of law and order rather than one of lawlessness. They have also stressed maintaining government by representation rather than descending into tyranny. I would respectfully remind you that the Most High God is the original lawgiver, so He is all about law and order. He is not about leaders ignoring laws, and He is not about leaders demanding that those whom they serve bow to the leader's own whims and appetites. And then here is a side note to ponder in that regard. Are there whims present which are fueled by financial greed? Are there appetites present which are filled with lust? Could these be causing the limp arms towards handouts which vividly validate the serious concerns which Molly and others have expressed? I would suggest that these are questions which should be given a careful look. In closing, I make the appeal that Yorkville City Council members choose life for this city by choosing to search out what are God's moral and governmental standards, and then determining to foundationally align with them. If you are not choosing life, you are choosing eventual death. Thank you again for allowing me free speech in this meeting, in this city, in this nation, which is under God.
Thank you. Anyone else here like to speak? Anyone in Zoom land like to speak? There's no need for executive session. There's a motion to adjourn. Closure.
Yes.
Transier. All in favor? Oh.
Yep.
Roll call.
Sorry.
Kid. Mayor.
Sorry.
Mayor.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Closure.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all very much. Have a great day.